The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When honeybees outgrow their hive, several thousand workers leave the nest with their mother queen to establish a new colony. A few hundred of the oldest, most experienced bees, called scout bees, fly out to find that new nest. They then run a popularity contest with a dance party. When a scout bee finds a potential nest site, it advertises the site with a waggle dance, which points other scouts to the nest's location. The bees carefully adjust how long they dance based on the quality of the site. But new research shows another layer of complexity in this process. Not all scouts agree where the best site might be located, so some bees deliver stop signals via headbutts to scouts favoring a different site. With enough headbutts, a scout bee will stop its dance, decreasing support for that particular nest. The bees collectively choose a nest site when one of the nests accumulates 50 to 100 dancers. So the headbutting helps determine which site got enough waggling support. After that, the scouts change their stop signal tactics and begin headbutting any bee that was still dancing.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.